on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Another Sunday. Aww. Another Sunday edition of Scare the Crap Out of Ya with Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin.
How come you have to say my name so close to the crap?
You're joining We the People Radio. We are at KCNR 1460 on your AM dial. We are the community radio for the North State. And we are chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. Go to the webpage. Click on any show that we've done over the last couple of years. Send it out far and wide. They each have their own individual file. No excuse not to send the information out. You can find out everything about today's guests. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 530-605-4567. And if you're just tuning in, and it's funny because Aaron and I were talking yesterday on the phone, and I think our listening audience is broader than we realize, because we both get stopped by the most unlikely people that tell us that they
listen to
our show.
People thought you were going to say police. They thought you were going to say police. Stop by, and then you like hesitated. Yeah, it wasn't the police.
And so if you're tuning in for the first time, we cover everything under the very broad umbrella of limited government, adherence to the Constitution, and fiscal responsibility. And honestly, that covers a ton of stuff. It really does, from environmental issues to security issues to financial issues to, you know, education, you name it. So the last almost 2.5 years are an incredible archive of topics that would blow your mind, actually. And last week, our guest blew our minds, and he's coming back on today to blow them again.
Well, we just didn't. You know, we didn't really get to finish the conversation, and there were other things in it. I spoke with him last night, and it turns out there are other things since last week that he's working on. He was up late last night working on an article, so we'll post that when we get it from him. But I don't know. I had multiple people say, you know, that was a really scary topic, and I don't know what I think about it, but I'm really glad it was on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, oh, yeah, we seem to be doing a lot of that lately. Because honestly, it's great to watch the news, and we can keep up on, you know, who's being confirmed for, you know, what cabinet post and those kinds of things. And, you know, it's pretty hard to spin that, except for, you know, when you spin why they're good for that job, that would be where the spinning comes in. But, it's, that's, you know, news type stuff that everybody's keeping up on, but there's a ton of stuff going on in the background that I think we all feel is going on in the background.
There, and you see, there, that's a really good point, because we all feel something is up.
Yeah, and I don't really like feelings. It's really not my department. No. Not big on sharing.
Yeah. Facts, just the facts, man.
Well, I don't know. It's just never, you know, really.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Kinda, get into that.
I know.
But
I get that.
Honestly, we're at a point where people really feel like things are kind of, things aren't right.
Things
you
are
know?
Not right, yeah.
And
that's
this
a good way to put it.
This isn't just a left, and that kind of reminds me. This isn't just a left-right thing. This isn't Republicans versus Democrats.
Yeah,
blah,
and you
blah,
know,
blah.
I think we've come to that crossroads. I mean, all of us should be at the point now where we clearly recognize that it doesn't matter which side it is anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're the same side.
Well, you kind of get, I guess I'm not willing to say they're the exact same side.
Not exactly, but in many ways, I think that
I do want to say that
they're holding hands.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. Nobody's got all the answers. No one size is going to fit all. And I think our problems in the world and in our country are great enough that you know, there is no silver bullet anymore. And you know, if the Democrats in California have their way, there will be no silver bullet at all.
And I wanted to, I'm glad you brought that up, because, yesterday, on Sovereign Minds, Mark Kent and Linda Kent had a great show. I was spellbound, actually. And they had Patrick Jones on from Jonesport, who owns a gun company here in Reading.
I was listening to that.
And you know, I've listened to Patrick many times, and I think this is the first time that I actually felt that he was really concerned, and he's a pretty confident guy, and you know, I encourage people to go back to the archives on KCNR 1460 and listen to that show, because he gives a pretty clear roadmap to what potentially we're looking at in the state of California with our Second Amendment rights. And so jump on the station and go back to yesterday, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you didn't listen to that show, because I think it's worth it.
It is worth it, because our, and you can actually get that if you go to wethepeopleradio.us. Mm. Their link is on the right for Sovereign Minds. There's a lot coming, and I was communicating
and it's
back and
fast.
Yeah. And I was communicating back and forth with my, some of my family down in the Bay Area. And I said, you know what? You guys are represented by people. I mean, against your will, but you're represented by people who are going to vote for this. And some of them are people who are putting up this legislation in California. I said, you need to make the call. And my brother, you know, wrote back, well, it doesn't matter. You know, California's in the toilet, blah, blah, you know, the usual. And it's like, you can't say that now.
Mm-hmm.
Every single voice, there are way more people that are, have common sense and think like we do. You know, don't lull yourself into believing that everybody's falling for this crap. They're really not.
They're, no. And every poll is showing that, whether you believe in polling or not, regardless of where the polls are coming from, they're all showing that.
Exactly. The Second Amendment cuts across all those lines. So don't be,
because,
and
that's
don't,
our, because that is our last line of defense.
Well, that's what guarantees all the rest of our rights.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's, the Second Amendment was never designed for hunting. It was never designed for any of those things. And so if you want your freedom of speech, if you want to protect your right against unlawful search and seizure, all those things, all the things we really kind of take for granted, but are now starting to go, I wonder if that's going to get taken
and
off
if,
the
if,
table.
If you look at history at all, it's not that hard to look back at some of you know, the other countries over the years that, especially just in this century, you confiscate your citizens' guns, you take away their guns, and you will see in those countries, many of them, that the government started massacring their own citizens because they couldn't defend themselves.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Once the citizenry is unarmed, then they can, whatever.
They can do whatever.
They can do good things or bad things or
whatever,
you know,
they
but
want.
At the end of the day, folks, these are all people. They're just people. It's not to say that our police are bad. They're not. It's not to say that our military is bad. They're not.
But that's not the point.
It just changes the playing field. It's sort of like, you know, your neighborhood has to take all the locks off all their doors, but the other neighborhoods don't. Well, how long do you think it'll take before people start breaking into your houses when you're not home and you can't be home all the time? So just, you know, think it through. And there are a lot of people out there who are like, well, I'm never going to own a gun, so it doesn't matter to me. Hi, newsflash, it does matter to you. Honestly, read some history. History is a good thing.
There's a reason for it.
So, anyway, there's...
Well, and not only that, but there's... You know, you say that the police are good and they're all people, and I agree with that, but at the same time...
I didn't really say that. I said they could be all good.
They could be all good. But at the same time, we have to recognize that our youth are, you know, being indoctrinated somewhat. And it's, at the end of the day, sometimes they just take orders.
Yeah, it just opens up a whole bunch of possibilities we don't want to learn about.
Yeah, and you're right.
The other guys didn't want to learn about it, and they got to experience it. So we not only don't want to learn about it, we don't want to live it.
And the terrible things that have happened in other countries around the world, they're only an ocean away. They're
exactly.
not on another planet.
And besides that, it's just silly. When you start micromanaging what law-abiding citizens do as, you know, as far as, oh my gosh, you know, registering every bullet, blah, blah, blah.
And,
well, that... We all know that doesn't affect the criminals because they don't follow the rules anyway.
And they're not
which
going
is
to, no matter what you do.
No, and that's why we call them criminals. So just be sensible. You know what I mean? Step back from the rhetoric
and think
be
about it.
Logical.
You're in the state of California where they're releasing prisoners from the state prisons and they are not low-level offenders.
No.
And then
no,
they want to make it extremely difficult for law-abiding citizens to be able to protect themselves. Is what kind of a society do you want to live in? That's the question you need to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Because criminals have a different moral code. Laws don't matter.
I don't think they have a moral code.
Yeah. But laws don't matter. Laws are completely irrelevant.
Exactly.
To criminals. So.
Those are some things to think about. And, you know, in the interest of furthering this dialogue more as ideas rather than party and mm-hmm. ideology and all those things. Next week we have, Kevin Eggers on. He is a guy who lives in Santa Rosa. He is a...
Does he know, Rosa Corey?
Yeah.
Great.
And he's a real estate appraiser guy.
Oh, okay.
And, anyway, there was an article that came out, a couple of weeks ago in the Eagle Forum, newsletter thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading this and it was about communitarianism. And
And well in the Bay Area.
Well, it's alive and well everywhere. And that was what really, really struck me because he had some really good examples, of how the rest of us have kind of been lured in to kind of going along with this. We talk a lot about socialism. Is it socialism? Is it Marxism? Is it communism? Is it this? Is it that? And I submit to you that after next week, you're going to look at that a little bit differently. And I think it'll up the dialogue. You know, a little less name calling, a little more thoughtful conversation mm-hmm. and introspection, because you're going to find you're like, oh crap, I think that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
As we were talking, he was saying, well, what about this? And I thought, that's not good.
It's really easy.
I had to rethink my own thinking.
Because you do have to live in a community and you do have to live in a civilized environment. And sometimes the decisions you make can't just be about you. They do need to be for the good of others.
Right, but how do you do that without subjugating
yeah.
the individual rights of others?
Yeah.
Weird balance, mm-hmm. difficult balance. We've done it for many years, and we're looking at, you know, maybe shelving that idea because it's too hard and hurts people's little feelings.
Oh, those feeling things again.
I know, back to
I'm
that.
With you.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got to go shower now, get those feelings off of us. We've only got 2 minutes to do it though. So, Bob, are we good? Can we go do that?
Do you have a shower here, Bob?
And then we're going to come back with Dave Hodges. And we're going to talk about the common sense from the Common Sense Show from Dave.
We don't have a shower, but
okay.
All right.
Well, we'll just do an imaginary 2-minute shower then.
We do have an allegedly non-public restroom. You're welcome to use.
People are like, they should take some imaginary medication while they're at it.
We've had people taking baths in there before.
Oh, little bird bath action there. That's not good. That thing's pretty small. All right, folks, on that bizarre note, we will be back with you at We the People Radio. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Bob, you made me feel happy again.
Bob, you did it again.
What can I say?
You don't need to say anything. That pretty much
says
it all.
That's good. You heard my voice a while ago.
You don't feel good.
The perfect anti-feeling song.
So we're back, and Dave's on the line. And okay, I've got my seatbelt on, Dave.
Well, Dave's here, and this is getting to be a habit of I don't get to sleep in anymore on Sunday mornings.
Yeah. If we can't, you don't get to.
I know my husband went on strike today. It's like I'm staying home and sleeping in.
I mean, there's a reason why I do my show on Sunday nights and not Sunday morning.
Hey, look, we didn't choose it, and at first it seemed a little kooky, but I have to say it's been sort of fun. It doesn't conflict with anything else I would ever schedule.
Well, it's going to be interesting today when we go through some of the things we're going to talk about to see what kind of music Bob comes up with.
Yeah, see how quickly I can get to church and try to save myself, too. So, well,
I'm looking forward to it. But
give people some salient details of your background.
I don't know. I'm
just hit the mountaintops.
Unassuming, shy. I teach psychology, statistics, research, and I'm a newly retired, as of last year, college basketball coach. And 10 years ago, I didn't even know or care about the New World Order, but until I became their victim. Or attempted victim when they tried to, as I said last week, expel myself and my 300 fellow community members off of our land without compensation, then I began to care a lot. And what I have found is these guys are really bad guys, these guys who have gained control and hijacked our government and hijacked the governments around the world. They're made up of the mega bankers. They're satanic. They traffic in child sex rings. Drugs, illegal arms dealing, they run wars for profits, they're the enemy of humanity, and I'm engaged in an all-out war to expose them and try to stop them.
And sounds eerily similar to the program we did on the Humane Society.
Wow, you know, they're similar.
No, they're the same people. Yeah.
Well, we are going to have some things in common with the Humane Society. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but over in Britain, and Britain is usually the test tube for us. What happens there comes here a couple of years later. You know, traffic cams, street lights that yell at you when you jaywalk. I kid you not, they're called IntelliStreets. People can look it up. And they're now here in Michigan being test marketed in Farmington Hills. But in England, it is now a law that dog owners must chip their dogs. And first of all, there's a lot of inherent dangers of that. Number one, it causes cancer, and that's right out of the FDA. But that's going to be coming here, but I don't think that's the end game, ladies, and I'm kind of jumping right to the crux of the matter here. The chipping of the dogs is a conditioning process along with biometric scans that we're going to be forced to use to get on our computers. And I've written about it on my website, and people can go check it out along with the accompanying documentation. And we're using biometrics for passports. We're being nudged and pretty soon shoved into humans being microchipped. And this is very serious. It's not only dangerous to our immediate health, it's also a complete threat to humanity.
We just thought we'd give it a second there to let that soak in.
Not a bad idea.
Give people your website, Dave.
TheCommonSenseShow.com. I've got 192 articles up there. I just looked this morning and read the report. The readership is exploding, which tells me that humanity is beginning to wake up. 5 years ago, I was marginalized quite frequently and told I was part of the lunatic fringe. You're a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. Now people are really looking at the documentation. They don't always agree with my conclusions, but people are now beginning to think and begin to question the authority that rules over them, which is what needs to happen. So today I'm hoping that we can cover a couple of things about where this microchipping aspect is leading, what it means for humanity, and you had mentioned to me, Aaron, that you wanted to cover a little bit more on Common Core, and there's been some developments since last week when I spoke about it, developments that I've uncovered. And anywhere else that you want to go or your listening audience wants to go. And I wrote this in an article that I'm going to publish today. When I write 1,800-word to 2,000-word articles, I can't cover a broad subject like this with all the detail that's needed. But what I can do is show the trend curves, present some documentation, give my conclusions, and then encourage the readers that go to my website to do their own research and form their own conclusions. And that's what I'm hoping people who listen to your broadcast today will do. Don't take Dave Hodges' word for anything. Go do your own research. Now, the depth and scope and lethality of what we're facing can be debated, but what can't be debated is what's coming. What can't be debated is the technology of which patents that you can publicly access tell you what these things can do. These items aren't in debate. So let me just jump right to the microchipping. At one time, I really thought all we were looking at was we're going to eventually be microchipped, and the purpose is going to be kind of a mark of the beast. One size fits all. You know, you're going to have your Visa card in your hand. You're going to have your medical records, everything. And that's been written about extensively. Many think tank groups, such as the Brookings Institute, have advocated for this for quite some time. And I thought, okay, and they're going to use it to access the computer, and they're going to these special interests are going to control the computer. Well, this last week in Phoenix, there was a conference, February 5th through the 7th, and I wrote about that on the website. And an acquaintance of mine, he calls himself 4409, you know, the error code you get on bad websites.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls himself 4409. He penetrated a meeting at the Phoenix Convention Center with government agency types from NSA and the other alphabet soup agencies, top-level universities such as MIT and Stanford, and many of the top Fortune 500 corporations. This was a massive meeting. And their breakout sessions you could describe as being headed in one direction, controlling the Internet for fun and profit, controlling content similar to what they do now in the corporate-controlled media, unlike your station and the network that I broadcast for. But they are moving towards total control of the Internet, and they want to do it through biometric scans. Now, biometric scans can come in the form of fingerprints. I doubt that it's going to be just a digital code. At least that's what I'm reading. They're way beyond that. They can do it through retinal scans, which have been shown to produce cornea damage. So we are looking at a new age coming fairly quickly in accessing computers. But what we're also looking at here is moving from chipping dogs in Britain to these biometric scans to where we're being conditioned as a population that your body does not belong to you. You are the property of the federal government. And you want the proof of that? Go to any airport in this country and watch the pot-bellied perverts stick their hands down your pants, grope people like my wife's breasts, molest my children. I won't even fly any longer because of this. And that's just one example of how your body doesn't belong to you. And I don't know if you saw these news releases or not, but in Florida now, they're having random traffic stops, totally unconstitutional, totally a Fourth Amendment violation. But, you know, we're not following the Constitution any longer. And they pull people out of their cars, and they are randomly taking swabs of saliva, which I can only conclude, since this is what they do for babies when they're born, they're taking DNA. And God knows for what purpose. I mean, I think the trend curve is really clear. Our bodies do not belong to us. And if I were to pull all this together and tell you where I think the trend curve is, and I have ample documentation on an article that'll be up this afternoon on my website, and it's entitled, I don't even know what the title is. I'd have to go
back
and look.
You were just starting it last night.
Mind Control will be in the title. It'll be the latest article up there as well as the show description for tonight's show. But in the article, I detail a lot of this technology on how chips can be used to mind control. And this goes back to the days of Jose Delgado, who was a Spanish neurologist who implanted a microchip in the early 1960s, into the limbic system of a bull. He steps into the bull ring and is going to fight the bull. An electronic transmitter sends a signal, and in mid-charge, the bull calmly walks away, illustrating the fact that behavior can be controlled electronically. And he did the same thing with cats, and he did the same thing on a limited public basis with humans. He was brought to America. He was a guest lecturer in the 60s, early 60s, at Yale and at Harvard, and then he went to work for SRI, Stanford Research Institute. And we know now that SRI was a CIA front. Stanford University took such heat over it that they disassociated and basically sold off that asset to the government. And SRI is where MK Ultra, the mind control experiments, took place, their most famous subject was Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and this is where Jose Delgado was. Well, something happened between 1968, when he went to work there, and 2005, when he came out with a statement that says, we should not allow anyone to use these invasive technologies in the hands of totalitarian governments. It can produce total mind control. And as we inch towards microchipping of human beings, and we know it already goes on in special forces, but as we inch towards this, we are looking at setting up a population that can be totally controlled and manipulated electronically. And I think I've discovered what the delivery mechanism is.
Hold that thought.
Don't
you love
good
that
cliffhanger, isn't it?
That is. That's a good cliffhanger for something that's probably going to require everybody to just sort of stretch their back and look around for a second. We didn't promise it was going to be pretty today, folks. But go to wethepeopleradio.us. Dave's website is up there. There's going to be a ton of information that'll back up what is being spoken about today. So for all the people out there that are going, this could never happen, please go on there and read. I did a little reading about MK Ultra quite a while back, and yeah, that's a rabbit hole you'll enjoy. Darn, do we have a rabbit hole song, Bob? No. Drats. I didn't
know. Yeah, of course we do.
Of course we do. Oh, okay, good. All right, we're going to take a really quick two-minute break. We'll be right back with Dave Hodges. You're listening to We the People Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Whoa, 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 Chip, Chip, you tell a little lie. Chip, Chip, you make your baby cry. Chip, Chip, you cheat a little bit. Chip, Chip, you quarrel over it. Oh, one day you're gonna discover one little wrong leads to another. Chip, Chip. Chipping away, chipping at your mansion of love.
And we're back.
You're freaking me out, Bob.
How do you do it?
Okay.
Let's.
Okay, who was it?
I'm going to crawl inside his head.
Old school Gene McDaniels.
Wow.
Chip Chip.
You know, Bob, you should have been on that old show called Name That Tune.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Got a million of them.
I appreciate that.
All right. So now you're going to have to
I think they would have disqualified me for being a DJ.
Could be.
You could have faked it.
You had an unfair advantage.
I don't know. Pretty fun. Okay, so at that moment of levity, lead us back into the cliffhanger there.
Well, coming back to what I think the delivery mechanism is going to be, it's going to be Dr. Nick Begich's work on Project HARP. Now, HARP has drawn a lot of attention for being a weather modification device. And essentially the way that it works, it's a ray of antenna that beams electromagnetic signals up to the atmosphere, hits the ionosphere, can excite the ions and electrons and therefore move the jet stream. Thus, you impact the weather. And if people think, well, that's crazy, well, the U.S. Air Force has had documentation on this out in the public arena. Since the 1990s, they have documents entitled things like Air Force Controlling the Weather 2020, and they've done it way before 2020. They've even talked about how they can induce, using electromagnetic signals, earthquakes. They can start hurricanes, typhoons. And this technology is not proprietary to the United States any longer because China offered for a fee to bring a typhoon to Malaysia to help their drought several years ago. But that's not really what concerns me at this moment.
Black market
the HARP technology, because you can beam electromagnetic signals, we're back to the Jose Delgado phenomena, that if you change the electrical frequency that's bombarding a human being, you can change emotion, thus you can change behavior. You can induce passivity, as Delgado demonstrated, and the videos of this will be up on my website probably around noon, where you can go in and click on this, the YouTube videos on this, and I've actually used this as a teaching segment in my Psych 101 class when we talk about brain physiology and how it can be manipulated. And what we know now with HARP, HARP can be beamed up to the ionosphere and come back to the Earth as a narrow spectrum beam. Thus, you could maybe just isolate on one house, one structure, and perhaps if you can exercise what they call in the patents a frequency following effect, you could even isolate one human being. But it also can be beamed back to Earth as a broad spectrum beam. And let me scroll up here and on my computer screen, and I'll read to you the patent number. U.S. patent 5,159,703, issued October 27, 1992, entitled Silent Subliminal Presentation System, and it was gained by a man named Oliver Lowry. Application number is 458339. I hypertext link that so people can go to the original source material. And they discuss microwave technology necessary for mind control. In this patent, we witness the move from the mind control of certain individuals who might have been programmed individually in laboratories like MKUltra, which is frightening enough, to witnessing entire populations being controlled. This patent discusses the possibility of impacting millions at a time. The net effect of this technology is enhanced when there is a transducer in the body, such as an embedded microchip. This is, 21 years old, or 20 and a half years old here, and then I have some accompanying YouTube videos. Here's another thing we'll have in the article this afternoon. Excuse me. A list of 23 mind control technologies issued by the U.S. Patent Office since the 1950s. And there are multiple technologies. But I think HARP, and this is more hypothesis than proven fact, because I don't have a smoking gun linking to HARP, but if you have these microwave-sensitive transducers in your body, called embedded microchips, you need an activation system to make them work. And I'm thinking, well, what could be a universal activation system? And to me, you have two choices here, and they may use both. The first one, as I described, is HARP, and you beam down certain electrical signals on a certain frequency, thus induce mass paranoia or mass passivity, take your pick. The other thing that I think is a real possibility now is based on Patrick Wood's work on land area networks, smart meters, and so forth. We know now that the new electrical appliances have to be compatible with the frequencies controlled by a smart meter, so a centralized computer can gauge when something is in use and can actually shut it down if they want to. In fact, there are 800 families, as I mentioned last week here in Phoenix, that are on an experimental pilot program with Arizona Public Service to have every appliance in their house controlled by a centralized computer to, quote-unquote, become more energy efficient. It's a beta test for what's coming. But if you look at, say, well, smart meters, could they emit electrical frequencies that would vary, thus affect a human implanted with a chip to get a desired behavioral and emotional response? I don't think that's much of a stretch, because this is exactly what Delgado did 60 years ago. Imagine how far the technology has come in 60 years.
Sure, yeah, tons.
Wouldn't be a surprise. I mean, look at what we pull off now. Just the stuff we know about.
Well, like we spoke about a few weeks ago when we were talking about last week's show, you know, all the stuff from Get Smart from the 1960s, you know, just all that technology that they used to kind of spoof. That's all real now.
Okay, so if we're going to have all this technology, I really would like to have the little thing that you push the button and pick your meal, like in the Jetsons.
I want to have the thing that flips you out of bed and
so I don't have to cook
showers
anymore.
And dresses you, so you don't have to be awake for that. okay, I don't want any of it, Dave. We're kidding. We're lying.
I think it's more likely that this technology will desensitize you to the fact that you need a shower.
Mm.
They don't want you using their water.
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys live in an area of the country where you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes. They always want the water. Yeah, they want to meter it, manage it. Let's regionalize it. Everything's regional now. Let's regionalize the Bay Area. There was a big article the other day, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. Big article that they want to pull the 9 Bay Area government bodies together so they can be the same police force, be the same bus routes and all that. And they want to use the same paint so it's seamless and everybody feels like they're part of a whole.
And how fun would it be if you have a complaint? Where do you go?
Yeah, you don't. And how nice that the people you elected no longer represent you because they're part of this weird conglomerate regional blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Injected bitterness. Sorry.
Before you can establish totalitarian dictatorial control over a people that have diverse levels of government, you have to eviscerate the 10th Amendment, and that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess my mind control's not working. Do the tinfoil hats help? Because I really think I need to. We've joked about them for years, but I think maybe we need them. How do you?
We can transmit that way.
What is there? I mean, honestly, what do people do about this? Anywhere in there, are there any flaws in this system? Any little holes?
Well,
in
the Christians in your audience are already reflecting back on the admonition not to take the mark of the beast. You shall not buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And, of course, as the Bible commands, if you take the mark of the beast, you'll be condemned to eternal damnation. And, you know, actually it's interesting. I was speaking about my wife this at breakfast yesterday, and my son overheard part of it and came in and asked his questions. And my wife pulled out the Bible and read the passage. And my son said, well, what if they try to make us? It's a hard thing for a father to tell his kid.
Sure.
I told him, I said, there's worse things than death. If you believe in the Bible, you believe in a higher being, there's worse things than death.
Yeah.
This is pure evil. And, Aaron, as we've talked about off air, I mean, ultimately what we're talking about here on multiple fronts is this is a fight. It comes down to good versus evil. The people that run these mega banks, and there are about 300 of them in this country that have basically, they're controlling the government, and they're controlling all governments. They are pure evil. And when you look at, like, when they own companies, corporations like DynCorp, Goldman Sachs, that have been busted for child sex trafficking, I can think of no more heinous crime than that. Yet they never go to jail. They pay a fine, and it's the cost of doing business, and they move on.
Yeah.
This is who we're fighting against. But also, too, let me give your listening audience, if they may not be of any religious persuasion, why they never may want to take a chip. Do we have time to do this?
No.
The break.
We're going to come right back. We're talking to Dave Hodges here on We the People Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Here's your rabbit hole song, Aaron.
Welcome to the rabbit hole, folks.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill mother gives you, don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them all.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew, why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Huh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
So we're with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. He was a guest last week. He's been a guest more than once. You can go into our archives at wethepeopleradio.us and pull up previous shows with Dave, or go to thecommonsenseshow.com, and he's got just under 200 articles there, and he's got a radio show every Sunday evening. Hey, Dave, where do we find your radio show? Does it stream live?
Well, there's a link on my homepage at commonsenseshow.com.
Great.
It's 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock your time. People can just go to my homepage.
Nice.
And listen.
Okay.
Or they can go to republicbroadcasting.org and click the Listen Live button, which is the same destination.
Okay.
Nice.
Hey, and we've got Sally on the line, but we're going to ask her to hold for just a minute while you finish that thread that you were starting, Dave, when we went on break about don't ever take a chip.
Here's why you don't want to take a microchip. And I'll tell you, too, if it wasn't coming, why would the FDA... And why would various agencies be doing research studies on it,
on the
effects?
And I want to know how they slip it to us.
I wrote this in the article. If tomorrow the federal government came out and says, okay, report to your nearest whatever center, and you're going to get a microchip implant, there'd be huge civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to do it inch by inch. It's a cinch. You know, use the power of incrementalism and nudge us towards doing this. Nudge becomes a push, becomes a shove, becomes you'll do it or else. And this is how they'll end up doing it. And like I said, this is why I brought up chipping dogs in Britain, why I brought up the use of biometrics in identifications, because this is the trend curve and this is where it's headed. But let me go to, let me just read to you a short passage here. This is extremely concerning. It says, Verichip Corporation, currently known as Positive ID, promotes and defends the safety and reliability of its microtransponder microchipping system by touting its approval from the FDA and other U.S. regulatory authorities. However, Verichip has a very selective memory, as the FDA data indicates that tissue reaction to microchip implants varies from mild to severe to lethal. For example, adverse microchip reports from the British Small Animal Veterinary Association, is interesting, they're subject and all their dogs to this now, indicate that swelling, infection, abscesses, tumors, and even cancerous tumors have occurred due to microchip implants. And it's due to this process they use called the BioBond. And the FDA describes the BioBond as the patented anti-migration cap, which keeps the chip from moving. At minimum, you get the development of fibrocytes and collagen fibers around the implant, thus inhibiting movement of the implant. But at maximum, you get inflammation, cellular changes, and this is the FDA's term, in quotes, may cause cancer. And then a follow-up study by Robert Sade of the American Medical Association said, quote, although there was variation in the extent of neoplastic involvement, tissue immediately surrounding the transponder site, it appeared that tumors arose in tissue surrounding the polypropylene component of the transponder, initially involving the barbed area that kept the transponder from moving, thus linking into possible tumors and cancer.
Hey,
now, this is from the AMA from the FDA, and yet Verichip is out there saying, these chips are just fine. Mm-hmm. And here you have the British Small Animal Veterinary Association saying this is dangerous, and now they've passed a law saying they got to put it in their dogs.
Hey, so, Dave, what about flu shots? If they could deliver them through the flu shot, everybody's lining up for that.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you something interesting. There's a researcher here in Phoenix named Tina Garcia, and she came on my show about a year and a half ago, and she was correct because I went and researched it before I had her on the show. She said in the flu shot, one of the ingredients that's in the patent, I didn't say in the flu shot, but in the patent for the flu shot is Borrelius. Borrelius is the active ingredient for Lyme disease.
Nice.
So you asked me about the flu shot?
Just say no. I'd rather get the flu, thank you.
Yeah, we've all decided we'd rather be sick. Hey, so we have Sally on the line. She's hanging in there.
Thanks, Sally.
While we're loading her up, is she in there? Oh, go for it, Sal.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I have a question for Mr. Hodges. I would like him to expand a little bit. Recently, I came across some information on the Iron Mountain report. And are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've browsed through it. I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
I don't claim expertise.
It dovetails into what you're talking
right
about, basically.
To
it was a report
it.
That was...
Oh, you guys, you're both talking at the same time.
Everybody's talking at the same time.
I can't hear him.
Oh, okay. Dave, go ahead.
No, what I was saying was I'm not as familiar with it as I plan to be. I actually have an article that was sent to me by a colleague sitting here on my computer. I've browsed through it, but I'm not intimately familiar with it, but I know it's not good.
It isn't. Just as an overview, it was a report that was commissioned in the 60s by President Kennedy at the time, and basically what it was to find out how a population can be controlled when there is no threat of war to keep them solidified in their own nation or behind their own nation's government. So this dovetails into what you've been talking about both this week and last week, and Agenda 21 is also part of it because they needed, without war, they need another boogeyman, which is, of course, the, you know, the atmosphere and the climate, you know, is going to all kill us. So instead of a regional force to keep us all together, it becomes a global force, so we're all, you know, basically become one. Very interesting report.
I agree with what Sally is saying
about it too.
In fact, interesting. You notice the new moniker for the U.S. Navy, a global force for good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it all goes under the UN, of course.
The UN controls our military.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly been stated. When we went into Libya to remove Gaddafi, Congress was briefed, and many of people in Congress objected, saying, we've got the power over war and the purse strings, and Panetta told them, no, you don't. You're under UN control.
Well, interestingly enough, I met a guy whose son is currently serving, and he said his son was alarmed because when he gave his oath, he also had to take a UN oath at the same time.
Wow.
We'll just let that sit.
I have not heard that.
Yes. Standing right out there at the Reading Airport. And the guy said, you know what's going on? I was like, well, I don't know. Is it bad?
Yeah.
If it's bad, I probably know a little. But no, he said, yeah, they also take a UN oath. His son is working at the White House, in White House security. So he thought that was extra weird.
Wow.
Well, that's just the way that it goes now. I mean, we are under UN control. And I'll tell you what I've been told multiple times. We've talked about biometrics and control of the Internet. Obama, 2 weeks ago, gave the Internet codes to the United Nations. That's ultimately who's going to control this. And, you know, in the show you were promoting.
Sally, thanks for your call.
All right, Elizabeth, talk to you later.
All right, kids.
We're going to take a 5-minute break.
Got a little news break coming up here. Oh, we're going to come back with Dave Hodges. We're going to talk a little bit about banking, too, in the next hour, since that's what we told you we were talking about. We lied.
We'll be back listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
More with Dave Hodges on KCNR Shasta Ready. You're listening to We the People.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Johnson. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham wants more from the White House about the attacks on U.S. facilities in Benghazi, Libya.
Did the president ever pick up the phone and call anyone in the Libyan government to help these folks? What did the president do?
And until he gets the answer, Graham tells Face the Nation on CBS he'll hold up the nominations of Chuck Hagel for defense secretary and John Brennan for CIA director. Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed calls Graham's threat unprecedented and unwarranted. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's labeling Hagel, Brennan, and Defense Secretary John Kerry, rather Secretary of State John Kerry, second-rate people. In a speech last night in Wyoming, Cheney said President Obama's choices for those three top national security posts put national security in danger. Meanwhile, when it comes to the battle over the federal budget, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi tells Fox News Sunday, we need to take the long view.
Nothing brings more money to the Treasury of the United States than investment in education of the American people.
Pelosi also rejects the notion we have a spending problem. She says it's a priority problem, and that's what a budget is supposed to resolve. Ask people who've been around the Northeast their whole lives, and they say this storm is right up there.
Blizzard of 78, I think it was. It was just like this deep, and also.
This is the most snow I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
About 450,000 homes and businesses are still without power. New York's three major airports, as well as those in Hartford and Boston, are running again. But forecasters are looking at a blizzard now striking the Dakotas and awaiting its arrival later this week. One L.A. police captain says he hasn't left home since he found out former cop Christopher Dorner has marked him for death. Dorner is suspected in three homicides and remains the object of a massive police manhunt all over Southern California. He's vowed revenge on more than three dozen people he blames for his firing some 4 years ago. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we are busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on Money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
Partying turned to panic in an instant last night in the Big Easy.
The crowds packed Bourbon Street for a Saturday night of booze and beads when suddenly gunfire sending the revelers running for cover.
They closed off the street and closed down all the balconies.
Eddie Robinson is the manager of Bourbon Street Blues Company near the shooting.
We basically just had to cater to people inside the club and keep the anxious ones kind of happy while we could.
The festive atmosphere returned when cops reopened the block as bar hoppers get their fix on the last weekend before Fat Tuesday. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
There's a huge problem for millions of Syrians caught in the middle of that country's civil war, a lack of safe drinking water. So UNICEF is shipping millions of gallons of chlorine to the country.
UNICEF warns children in Syria are at increased risk of disease because of severe damage to the country's water and sanitation systems. Spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says in 6 conflict-affected areas, water supplies are available at just one-third of pre-crisis levels.
Regular lengthy power cuts, fuel shortages, lack of maintenance, and damage to infrastructure are the main reasons behind the worsening water shortages. The national production of water treatment chemicals has almost stopped, which raises risks that tap water is contaminated.
Displaced people in emergency shelters are living in unsanitary conditions with too few toilets and showers. In Geneva, Kate Alexander, Fox News Radio.
Iran, Syria, peace talks with the Palestinians. Those are the issues that will be on the table when President Obama visits Israel next month. At least that's according to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The first visit by the president as president to Israel will also include stops in Jordan and the Palestinian Authority. It raises hopes that peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians can resume. I'm Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And we're back. Hour two of We the People Radio with Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin. You are listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Jump on the phone at 530-605-4567 if you've got something you'd like to add or a question for today's guest. Go to wethepeopleradio.us. Our webpage has everything about Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. He is our guest today and was last week and has been before. And you will find links to every show that we've done over the last 2.5 years that you can email out far and wide. So we're back with Dave. And Aaron, got a question.
I've got a little announcement here that I was supposed to make a while ago. I'm going to try to do that. The window keeps scrolling. I might not be able to pull this off. I just need to make a local announcement, actually. Okay, I get Carl's frustration here with the scrolling because every time I try to read it, it scrolls away. Okay, I'll figure that out for later.
You pick your poison.
Yeah, I do. So anyway, for those of you on the chat room, sorry about that. It keeps doing guests signing on, signing off, that kind of thing. Anyway, we had somebody quite a ways back asked in Florida where they're doing the DNA swabs, Dave. Where is that? Where's that happening?
I understand it's all through Florida, but I remember reading it was being done in Broward County was one place that comes to mind.
Okay.
I don't post recopied information on my site, but I might put that on as a news blurb. And I have a Newsmax feed on my website now, and I recall it was on there as well.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
About these unwarranted traffic stops.
So why do some
of them are just pure harassment, that there are people that are being... that are talking about really invasive things being done to them.
Why do you suppose Florida?
I have no idea. I mean, why do we have the Viper program in Tennessee, which is basically Homeland Security and the TSA stopping truckers on interstate highways without warrant and subject them to background checks for no apparent reason and searches of their vehicles? Why? I think it's part of the conditioning process. I think it's part of training local and county police and sheriffs to accept federalization of their agencies, and it's all about installing the police state control grid.
You know, I remember one time several years ago, I was with some girlfriends flying to Boston, and we were in line with our bags that we had not checked in quite yet, and we were pulled out by airport security, taken into a private room, and they literally took all of our very carefully packed suitcases and just tore into them, took everything out and searched everything. And we had to put it all back together and get back in line.
Nice.
For no reason.
Just fly through Hawaii.
Because we know we looked dangerous, we three ladies.
Yeah, of course. We had an Israeli security guy on... who's part of their military training force over there, and he does a lot of work with our Homeland Security here. And he was telling us that those scans at the airport, I was thinking about this last hour when you were speaking about the TSA scans and all that. The machine, the X-ray machine, you know, everybody's worried it's taking video of them and all that, pictures of them, which it is. But he said that actually is a total ruse, that the whole focus of that machine is to create a facial recognition database.
Interesting.
Well,
that does make a great deal of sense. You know, I first encountered that when I had my wallet stolen and I lost my driver's license, and I was reporting it to a police officer, and I just asked him casually. I said, "Well, how did you know it was me?" And he goes, "Oh, your face came up on my computer."
Well, you know, I was in Lowe's Home Improvement one day here in our town. And I like the self-checkouts because, you know, it's kind of fun, and I like to scan stuff. I just think that's really
cool.
You
like to see if you can actually get out without getting help?
Yeah. And I looked up, and there was a camera on me right at the checkout stand with a little TV monitor and playing it back.
Wow. Yeah, my favorite thing to do when I see these traffic cams when I travel down the road is to flash gang signs at them. Just let them know that I know they're there.
Or the middle finger.
We need to.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe once in a while.
Is that a gang sign?
It depends who's in the back seat, you know.
Well, see, we have to do that because we don't know anything about gang signs, so we're going to have to do a little tutorial. Can you put that on your website?
I do, because I used to work with the prison population.
Ah, well, there you go.
I learned everything I wanted to know and more. Anyway, the bottom line is you asked me a question. I thought it was a very good question, and we didn't get to it.
Oh, really? Who asked it?
What do we do about this? Well, the number one thing we need to do is stop this in its tracks and refuse to vaccinate your pets when that comes here to America. Refuse the biometric ID scan. I just won't be on the Internet. They do that, I'm done.
Yeah.
And people need to drop out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, too, if you were to ask me what is the solution to a lot of these problems in mass, stop playing their games. Become self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Convert your money, which is not going to be in your bank much longer, but convert your money to hard assets that you're going to need to survive the coming hard times.
Exactly.
And drop out of their system.
Hey,
don't play their game. Don't shop at the Walmarts, the Kmarts, and all the other slave labor marts that they have. Go and support your local businesses. Don't spend a dime in the corporate chains.
Hey, Dave, move to money now on that note.
Well, I wrote an article that's up on the website. It's entitled, let me look at it here.
I think we posted it.
America is not broke. We are being lied to.
There you go.
And this is really true. And we have two accounting systems in America. One is for liquid assets that we typically call currency. And the currency's in big trouble. You know, since the Federal Reserve's been in existence for nearly 100 years, a dollar now is worth about 3.5 cents. That system is toppled. We're $17 trillion in debt. But when you look at the debt, $17 trillion in debt, it isn't very much when you consider what we have access to. I've uncovered proof that our federal government, on behalf of the global elite, mostly banking and oil, are hoarding resources that could stimulate immense personal growth. And at the top of the list is mineral and energy rights with what we have underground. We have an estimated, let me find this and I'll read this to you. According to the Institute for Energy Research, according to their estimates, the government states that the assets of our underground minerals that are being suppressed totals $128 trillion, which is about 8 times the national debt. It's unbelievable, and I'll go on and I'll quote them. In one of their white papers, they said, these resources could be leased to third parties and subsequently earn the state and national government huge royalties, rents, and bonus payments, and the estimates could be worth as much as $150 billion over 10 years, just for the oil and gas leases alone.
Wow.
We are not broke. But why don't we unleash this? Well, we don't unleash this. One is because we have the Middle Eastern oil system, as I like to call it, where companies like Exxon and BP get national governments to go to war. We take over a nation like Iraq, and Exxon and BP, between them, own and control, without any payment to the people of Iraq, 80% of their oil. And when you look at Saudi Arabia, we don't pay their government any money for oil. We pay their royal family. We promise to make them rich beyond their wildest dreams, and we extract oil at extremely cheap price, and even the cost of transport is cheaper than how they could do business here. Even though if we pulled the oil out of the ground here in America, we would have extremely cheap energy. So we see that as resource hoarding. And we're also witnessing this in oil, and I have an article up on the website about that, the coming water wars and how water is being used as a weapon, and I wrote a two-part series on this. And what we're seeing are people like T. Boone Pickens, who's through the Ogallala Water Aquifer. He's inch by inch, actually mile by mile, moving out of Texas. And what he does, he creates these special water districts that have political power. They have the power of eminent domain. So they exercise that power on the next piece of land, the next piece of land. And this is growing like a cancer. Soon, he will control the largest system of water in the United States outside the Great Lakes, which extends from Texas all the way up near the Canadian border, and it goes through, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and so forth. And he's going to control all this water, one person, one person. And we see the Bush family in Paraguay doing the same thing with their largest water aquifer in South America. And then, of course, the Jesse Ventura did a very good expose, I think, 2 or 3 years ago on Great Lakes water and how it's being siphoned off and sent to foreign powers in sprag bags. And so what we're seeing is the total confiscation of our water system. They're trying to create scarcity, artificial scarcity,
yep.
So they can literally charge us an arm and a leg. And up in your area of the woods, they are also doing the same thing with your dams, which will limit your agricultural production and create food shortages as well as water shortages. So we're seeing this across the board, and it's across the planet. It's not just happening in the United States. So we see mineral resources being hoarded. We see water resources being hoarded. And what we're looking at here is that is your hard asset accounting system. These are hard assets that could be converted to liquid assets. And let me make an analogy. If I owed, let's say, $1.7 million and I was in debt and I had nothing in the bank, but I owned outright 20 homes in good standing, each worth $2 million apiece, am I broke? Of course not. I can convert my hard assets to liquid assets and offset the cash deficit that I have. I'm not even an accountant, and I can understand this. But what the government and the media has done is they have obscured from public view, who aren't trained in accounting, the fact that we have untold hard assets that can be converted to wealth, and they have us focusing exclusively on the dollar system, the liquid assets, and when they purposely crash the dollar, we won't realize that we could pull ourselves out of the crash by materializing and bringing into fruition our hard assets and converting them to liquid assets, and we'll accept the New World Order as a way to escape the devastating blow of a cash currency collapse. And that's what we're in the process of seeing right now. And people who are listening to me, you need to get your money out of the banks or as much of it as you can, because the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Illinois last fall said that when you put money in the bank can do with it whatever they want, which includes stealing it.
And on that note, positive, as usual, we're going to take a break.
No, we're not.
We're not.
We need to fit in a comment from Mike up in Horse Creek. Then we need to take a quick break.
I took your job over there.
I know. If you could horn it in on my responsibilities there.
I'm so sorry.
Thank goodness she's within arm's reach. We're gonna mute ourselves now.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi,
my
Mike.
Comment basically is that the mineral resources, timber resources, land resources of our country that are held by the federal government belong to the people and not the federal government. And the federal government is broke, but America as a country is rich.
You must have read my article. That was my conclusion.
No, I haven't, not yet.
I thought of you, Mike, as I was reading that. Mike is a displaced miner in the infinite wisdom of California. They've flown in the face of all the science and cut off the suction dredge mining, which is a topic we have covered and will cover again, because it is all part of that. Let's hog up all the resources and not let the people use any of them, because then they'll all be broke and controllable.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
You know, speaking of California.
Ooh, do we have to?
And they want to do their gun confiscation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Part of me wants to build a fence between Arizona and California. I think California is more of a threat to my state than Mexico is with illegal immigration. But if they come here and
want
to
guns from Mexico.
Confiscate, I'll let them confiscate. I'll let them confiscate the lead of my gun right into their backside. I can't believe that the people of your state are allowing these discussions
we've got some idiots
and implementations to take effect.
You have a ton of people, I mean, who really either have no experience with firearms. We were talking about this at the very beginning of the hour. They either have no experience or they think it won't matter or someplace in between, and so they're not piping up. And the people in areas represented, like, you know, those of us in Northern California here, you know, our representatives all get it. They're not voting for any, you know, gun grab. But the folks that live in other parts of the state, especially the people that are represented by people who do not listen to them and blow them off, you need to go knock on their door and be present and let them know that you intend not to vote for them. They don't see you very often, but they need to see you in mass regardless of party. I don't
advocate for violence, but someone suggested this to me the other day, that the people in California need to go to the state capitol and turn over the cars and set them on fire for the state legislators to see how quickly their guns come out and then say, see, this is why we need the Second Amendment.
Interesting. Except you can't find a parking place. It'd be pretty hard to... I don't know. I saw a little smart car this morning. I think my dog could have flipped it over.
Yeah.
I don't know why people drive those.
Yeah, and when they need to borrow my truck to go to Costco, forget it.
If you lit it on fire, it'd be like lighting a cotton ball. It'd burn out before anybody could see it. On that note.
Well, I have a, to dovetail on what I was talking about with hidden resources and assets.
Yeah.
That are being hoarded, and I totally agree with your last caller. It's our property. We the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with that phrase.
Yeah.
But I can even give you a time frame, a range of when I think they're going to collapse the system. And if you look at the effects of Generation Y, and I've been reading about this, there are 80 million people in Generation Y. And if you all
and
of a sudden
for,
have
and for
80
the people,
million
and Dave, and Dave, you, for the people yeah. that don't know what Generation Y is, can you explain that?
Oh, roughly 21 to 35.
Okay, thanks.
And then everyone below. But I'm talking about 21 and above because those could be your potential wage earners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in very dire states. I was reading about what happens to them. When you look at Generation Y that goes to college, only 60% of them get jobs right out of college, and half of those are part-time. So going to college today produces a 3 in 10 chance of getting full-time employment. That's very gainful. And then the other people are pretty much living at home with their parents. Estimated as high as 30 to 40% of Generation Y are adult children living with their adult parents. But that's not going to go on forever, because eventually they're going to push their way into the economy. Eventually they're going to make their mark. And if you turned loose tomorrow 80 million people on the economy, the stock market would boom, you'd have a housing explosion that would pull us out of that doldrum, we would have huge economic impact that would bring recovery. Well, when you're the globalist and your goal is to collapse the liquid assets in this country, namely the cash, you can't allow the sheer numbers of Generation Y to come into fruition. And if you look at, well, how long will it take before Generation Y truly realizes their profound impact they can have on the economy? And I think it's certainly less than 7 or 8 years. Even if they did nothing, they lived at home with their parents, they're going to acquire the hard assets of their parents and then begin to spend, and they would be 30, 40 years out from that. But that's not going to take that long. We're going to see these people in mass in the workforce in the next 7 or 8 years in ever greater numbers, and the globalists can't have that. We'll just see a collapse here fairly quickly because of this.
Okay. All righty. We're going to come back and discuss that a little bit further. Thanks, Mike, for your call. And you're listening to We the People Radio. Find us online, wethepeopleradio.us. You'll find all sorts of information about what it is we're talking about. We're here at KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yaks.
Hi, I'm Sandy Mastin with the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, inviting you to join us for our exciting 5th annual auction dinner event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will also enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
You take myself, you take myself on the road. I live among the creatures of the night. I haven't got the will to try and fight against the new tomorrow. So I guess I'll just believe it, that tomorrow never comes.
So, Dave,
yep. I never really listened to those
words. What do you think of that choice of music there?
I'm never, I always am surprised. I'm amazed. You've got some great radio shows there. I was listening to the promos during the break.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And I'm going to have to become a listener. I'm glad you're on the internet.
You know, we've got, you know, Carl and Linda Bott are the owners of the station, and they're an independent station. And Carl is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Marines, and so he's a true patriot. And they've done a lot in the community, and they do present both sides of everything. So it doesn't really matter what side of any issue you're on; you can tune in because your side will be represented. That's why they call it community radio. But yeah, we've got some awesome shows.
But it's
the one breakout they had for Agenda 21 show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, what a great bump in that would be. That's tremendous.
Yeah. And Sovereign Minds is another great one on Saturday mornings with Mark Kent and Linda Kent. And Mark gets into the monetary policy quite a bit. He's a student of finances. Great show.
And his sister Linda, I think she's the brains of the operation.
Yeah, she does. She does all the legwork.
She gets to do it all the legwork. Well, she was the one who sent me the announcement that I was trying to read before, but it kept scrolling past me. She set up an AmVets ladies auxiliary here in Reading, and that auxiliary is doing a project for and with the Wounded Warrior Project. They're doing a dinner and a fundraiser. It's Saturday, February 16th, so it's coming right up here this weekend, 5:00 at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Dinner and dancing to follow, and the band is the Rough Cut Band. And it said something about the catering, but that got chopped off. So there is catering. That would be the dinner part.
Yes.
So you'll have to go and be surprised at who the caterer is.
And, you know, and just a shout out to Linda and all the ladies that work with her, Joetta, Treva, Lori, and, you know, I'm leaving
Denise
a lot.
Denise has been working on it.
I'm leaving a lot of people out, but they work very, very hard and day in and day out for all of our veterans in the North State. So if there's anything you ever want to know about services for veterans, how to get involved, she's the gal to call.
She's the connection. So that's Saturday, February 16th, 5 p.m. And I know for a fact that she can get tickets through the Tea Party mm-hmm. meeting tomorrow night, because that's where she'll be.
Right.
And you can call North State Consultants, 221-0101.
That's 530 area code if you're out of the area.
Check. All right. There you have it. We announced the announcing, and didn't drop the ball on that.
Sorry it took so long, but we had a hard time getting it off the chat room.
I had a little trouble pulling it off the chat room. It kept scrolling away. And we've got Don Shulman on the line. He has a question or a comment.
Hi. I have a question for your guest.
Fire away.
Good. You talked about having commodities in the banks and not money won't be worth it.
Don, did we lose you?
I think we had a cell drop.
Okay. So Don's on his way into the studio. He can ask us when he gets here, I suppose. So back to the money, Dave.
Well, before we leave Generation Y, or the Echo Boom generation.
Sorry about that.
I wanted to make a couple of points here about how the globalists that control our government spin the issues. At Chandler Gilbert Community College here in Phoenix, they're building a new basketball arena, men's locker room is going to be part of it, a woman's locker room, as you'd expect, is going to be part of it, and so is a transgender locker room. I'm a little confused, though. If a man becomes a woman and plays on the woman's team, couldn't he just
go to the woman?
Oh, you see where my confusion is. Here's where I'm leading with
confusion would be the optimum word in that whole thing.
Exactly. Transgenders aren't reproducing. And what we see in society today, and this really reinforces my belief that Generation Y will not be allowed to bring its economic impact to full fruition, because what we look at as part of official government policy now is to promote gay and lesbian lifestyle. I have no problem with people doing what they want to do behind closed doors.
Yeah, I don't care either.
I don't know that it needs special promotion. But also, too, the abortion issue falls into this. They have turned these issues into civil rights issues instead of moral arguments that we can debate in the private sector and so forth. But anything, and here's the punchline, anything that produces a negative birth rate, this government now is wholeheartedly supporting, which supports my hypothesis about Generation Y, and why it's going to be limited, its economic impact, and why the collapse will come before these people become working class people in the vicinity of 80 to 90% of that population.
Yeah, see, and that makes a lot of sense. You can't keep an entire generation of people in their mom's basement.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it just can't go on forever.
No.
And
we'd have to call them the Morlocks.
And human ingenuity being what it is, you know, these kids are going to find a way. I mean, they're going to use the brains that God gave them, and if they can't find a job, they're going to create something. So yeah, you can't keep them down forever.
Well, you're working in the college system, so where are they, Dave? With
oh boy,
yeah,
that's a whole nother show.
I know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Dave. We're already booked for next week.
Well, let me just tell you a quick story here.
Okay.
I went to a consortium of colleges and universities were meeting. Gosh, it's probably been 6 years now. And Arizona State University, who's headed by Michael Crow, CFR emeritus, and Council on Foreign Relations, one of those conspiracy groups.
Yeah.
And he's also a former member of the CIA. What's he doing, the head of a university? Well, let me tell you why. ASU, Arizona State University, was chosen to roll out sustainability education in graduate and undergraduate education programs. And as I was sitting there listening to this, I'm going, okay, they can get into voodoo and witchcraft. We saw it with the suppression of Galileo's work by the Catholic Church, so we're kind of returning to that where we're endorsing unproven paradigms. But what really disturbed me in the meeting is one of the presenters got up and said, you people who are teaching the young adults of our society need to stop espousing American exemplarance. Raised my hand kind of meekly, and I said, can you define American exemplarance? That we're somehow better than other nations. And I said, do you mean human beings or system of government and standard of living? All of it. Oh,
wow.
I see. And I fired back, and I said, do you realize you're lucky to be saying that in this country? Because this is one of the few countries in the world you wouldn't be tarred, feathered, and imprisoned for such a traitorous view.
Yeah, or
in other words,
shot
we
out
were commanded
soul.
To teach our students that Americans are just like other third worlders in their system of governments in the banana republics.
Wow.
So there you go. That's a thumbnail sketch on how I'd answer your question. But they promote, well, I'll give you an example. When I was a college basketball coach, we had a new president take over. And the president put out a notice that we were going to have a stakeholders meeting. And then they invited various groups that were on this list. If you were on this list, you were invited to attend. Well, no one from athletics was on the list. No football, no basketball, no baseball. But they had everything else on the list. Transgender society. They could go to this meeting, but athletics couldn't. Does that show you the priorities of where this is headed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and... Duke.
And one thing I'll tell you, too, I talked about the biometric online ID implementation conference held here in Phoenix at the Convention Center this last week. The top universities in the country were at this meeting. In fact, your entire California state education system, post-secondary, was at this meeting.
Why are we not surprised?
Yeah, so that's the answer. Our kids are being brainwashed into a liberal ideology. I attended a basketball game yesterday at Arizona State University, and they played Stanford. And they have these scoreboards that hang down from the middle of over the center of the court, and they have jumbotrons that produce images. And constantly during timeouts, you'd see the image, go green, go green, go green.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even subliminal anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Just out there in the open.
Huh. So I guess throwing one aluminum can in our giant recycling bin and taking that out to the curb every week as our protest is probably not going to change stem the tide.
Our protests may not be public very much longer, and that's because of someone who I call the Drone Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw your article on the Drone Ranger. I liked it.
Yeah.
We better take a quick break, or we're gonna have all our breaks at the end of the hour. We'll just have to get off the air and just do breaks. So we want to thank our advertisers. We're here at We the People Radio with Dave Hodges this morning at KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
That lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I've got proof.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
There's a whole nother conversation going on in a parallel universe where nothing breaks and nothing hurts. There's a waltz playing frozen in time, blades of grass on tiny bare feet. I look at you and you're looking at me. Could you beam me up?
You know,
beam me up.
Give me a minute. I don't know what.
I didn't see that coming.
I want to be beamed up somewhere. I got to get out of here.
I'm really thinking that, you know, this show opens people's minds up to possibilities, but I also think that we don't look at music the same way. I used to sing the lyrics. I didn't pay any attention to them.
Exactly. There's tons of stuff. I've never heard that one. Could you be
That's
me?
A fairly new song from Pink.
Don Schulman just came in and he brought us flowers. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, those aren't for us?
Was it because we were talking about feelings at the beginning of the hour?
I thought they were for us.
All right, Mr. Schulman.
You can look at them, but I do have a question for your guest, if I may.
Yes, because you had a cell drop.
You had bad cell service.
I had a cell drop. Yes, I did.
When you were driving in on your... In your car,
yes,
on your phone.
Yes. I'm real skeptical about all this doom and gloom stuff, but I think it's not skepticism. I think it's fear that it's real from listening to your show that's going to happen.
Because if you really look around, you can see evidence of it.
I know. That's what's scary. But I have a question for your guest, and that is, he talked earlier about commodities and the banks collapsing. Mm-hmm. So I convert to gold dust or gold or silver. Where do I spend it? So I have this and...
Well, you raise a good point. I'm not heavily vested in gold or silver either. And for the reasons you just said, what people are going to need to get through the currency collapse, and I think everyone looks at the trend curve here and say the currency collapse is inevitable. You can argue if it's engineered or not, but it's inevitable in its conclusion. And you can't eat gold and you can't shoot intruders with gold. So I don't know why people are wasting their time buying a lot of gold and silver. Now, if you survive the collapse and come out on the other end, gold and silver may be the first tradable commodities that you have, taking the place of cash. I understand that. But you got to get through the interim period. And what I encourage people to do, and I don't consider myself to be a prepper, but I got enough food and water on hand and enough ammunition to get through an initial situation, as do most of my neighbors. And that's where I think people ought to convert your liquid assets into hard assets that you know you're going to have to use, whether there's a collapse or not.
Well, I have.
If you need something for your house, put money into it now.
I have two quick questions, and you may not be able to answer. When do you think this is going to happen? How long would it last? Because I have food and water for probably 3 months or more. How long do you think this might last? And will we have utilities? I mean, how bad could this actually get?
I don't know. I think how bad it's going to get is going to be in proportion to the amount of resistance we give the power brokers. And this is what the people, my insider sources from FEMA and DHS, NSA tell me. They're pretty uniform in this. There's a whole matrix of decision making that they're going to follow. So if the population does this, we'll do that. So I can't predict with any accuracy. I know Gerald Celente has been trying to predict a collapse since 2008. I'm not willing to put a number on it, but I will tell you this. What I said earlier is with regard to Generation Y, the echo boom. If we allow just 10 years to transpire, the economic impact of that generation will bring this country, at least temporarily, out of what we're going through economically. I don't think the globalists are going to let that happen. They're going to collapse the system within that time.
Will we recover?
This year, next year? Now, one thing I'll tell you what I told Aaron during the week is that I have it on good authority that the Goldman Sachs people pulled their money out of the stock market. And I'm talking about individually, not as a corporate entity, but individually. And to me, that could be an ominous sign that things are imminent. But then again, that's only speculation.
Sure. Because
how long will it last was another part of that question. I have no idea. I have no idea. I do know if it goes on very long, we'll evolve into a trading and bartering society. That's why I encourage people to get to know their neighbors now so they can pool resources, because we may need to have a spirit of communitarianism to get through what's coming.
And that's next week's show. Yeah, so we should know what it is and know what part of it's good and what part of it's bad.
Yeah.
So when you tell people stuff like that, Dave, do people just kind of shut off or freak out, or what's the?
Well, I tell people on my show, and I tell them in my writings. In fact, this article I'm writing, I encourage people, don't take my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the links. Go do your research, and one link will lead to another, will lead to another, and you can spend an afternoon on something. And I tell people, form your own conclusions. But what I also know is that the house of globalism has many entrances into it. And for me, my discovery about how we're being ripped off and humanity is being threatened was through my property rights battle. Some other people may come to it by other means, loss of job or whatever, federal intrusion into their life. Whatever it is, there are different entrances into this house of knowledge. And what I look for when I talk to people is where are they most vulnerable, and I try to use that to show them how they're being affected. Because you have to make the lesson relate to the learner. And some people will just roll their eyes at you because they go through cognitive dissonance, and they don't want to believe that their world paradigm has to change. But the world has changed, and the world is changing right before our eyes. In fact, I've got a statistic right here that really shows this. A recent Pew survey found that 73% of surveyed Americans don't have faith in their lawmakers, particularly Congress, in doing the right thing when it comes to supporting their lifestyle and civil liberties. 73%. That's a huge paradigm shift in this country.
Yeah, it is.
Well, like Aaron and I were talking about early on, people feel that something's not right. And I think that when you sense, when your instincts tell you something's not right, you start to pay a little more attention to what's going on around you. You follow up on leads a little bit more. So I think that's part of why people are more inclined to educate themselves. Radio shows such as yours and ours are surviving well. People are tuning in. They may not admit it. They don't call in, but they're out there listening because they're looking for answers. They want to know am I crazy? Am I losing my mind or are my instincts correct?
And it's not, I mean, we spoke about this last night, real quickly. We have one more break, right? That we got a little got a little jammed up. Better do that. Okay. We'll come back on that thought. We're talking to Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
This is a story about control. My control. Control of what I say, control of what I do. And this time I'm gonna do it my way. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Are we ready? I am. 'Cause it's all about control. And I've got lots of it.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Reading's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Reading's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And before we get to Becky on line one, Dave, we just want to say a very special thank you for joining us again. Obviously,
yeah, it's my pleasure.
You have become one of our favorite guests, and judging by all of the calls that Aaron got last week, we know that's true. So very quickly, Becky, are you there? Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Hi, sorry we kept you on hold. Do you have a question for Dave?
Yes, actually I do. Taking him back into the first hour, he had mentioned about SF being chipped, and I wanted to know, is he referring to just specifically special forces or special operation forces and when did it begin? And I'll take my answer on the air.
I couldn't quite hear what she was saying.
She wanted to know about special forces. Was it special forces or special operations that were being shipped, and when did that start?
Oh, I've been told the term was used special forces. I haven't differentiated between the two. That is a good point. I didn't ask the question when I was told this.
There is a difference, Aaron. A special forces is U.S. Army. Special operation forces are all other than U.S. Army.
Mm, okay, special
forces. Well, actually, the term that was used to when I was told about this was black ops.
Okay, black ops can be all units that fall under special training, and that can include SF, which is U.S. Army Special Forces. That's SEALs, Rangers, I'm trying to think of what else, but if, yeah, that's what it would fall under.
Yes, so. To the all of the above. Rangers, oh gosh, you know, I'd have to go back and look at my notes, but some of the terms that we hear to describe what we used to call commandos were terms that were mentioned to me, but black ops, okay. And they're not allowed to talk about it. Not publicly. It's
okay, the reason I was asking is you had like a time frame that they might have started chipping them.
Dave, do you know what time frame they might have started chipping them?
The first reports that I've been made aware of were in the 90s, mid-90s.
Were in the 90s? Okay, that's what I needed to know. And I thank you, and I'm going to link your site and start listening to your radio program also, because I have a brother down there who is what I call an ostrich. His head is in the sand. He doesn't listen. He doesn't believe.
We all have those in our family, Becky.
Yeah, it's about 80% of the country. So your brother's good company.
Yeah, and he's U.S. retired Navy.
Yeah, we've... we were on the chat room. There was a little short discussion there about fear. And at the end of the day, you know, fear is a powerful, powerful controller.
It can be a motivator, though, too.
Yeah, but fear is a weird controller. Mm-hmm. It's a strange. People all respond to that differently. Mm-hmm. So, like,
well, it's not just about fear. It's also about sociopathic tendencies that we see in the ruling elite.
Oh,
in fact, I can't recall the psychiatrist's name. She just wrote a book, and she said that 3% of the population is sociopathic to some degree. But 6% of CEOs and 6% of politicians are sociopathic. And I think that the desire to control people attracts these kinds of personalities into these positions of power. And this is why we're getting what we're getting.
Thank you. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Becky. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks a million, Becky. Yeah, because we're going to see different responses for people. I mean, all outside stimuli, notwithstanding, people respond differently. I'm one of those people. I want to go do something. Mm-hmm. I'm not one who would stand and watch. I'm not a stand and watch person. There are a lot of people who cry. I mean, if I come on, if there's an emergency and it's something really bad, I won't cry until way, way after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Me too.
So, I mean, what percentage of the population in your psychologiness, Dave? What do you see? What's the breakdown?
I'm getting a real fast. Hear that?
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
We're
it's
done.
Gone. Can you ask that question again, please?
Sorry, I was going to say, you know, when people are, when that fear response is triggered, you know, we see all these things going on, and you know, the monetary stuff is iffy, people's finances are iffy, all that. You always have some people who respond, some people who watch, some people who melt down. How does that just break down in general for folks?
Well, I think sociology gives us the best framework to analyze this, and you get what's called bystander apathy, in that if large numbers of people see an event going on, they tend to think that someone else will respond to it. And on the other side, if it's smaller groups of people where there's less anonymity, people are more likely to respond because of peer pressure. Well, I think the same thing can be said with regard to awareness leading to action on the part of fighting the global elite over some of these issues. Is that if we can break it down to individual dyads and triads, and you have these small group discussions, then people can hold each other accountable. Did you vote? Did you vote out the incumbent, as we all need to do at every election? I mean, how California keeps reelecting Feinstein, Pelosi, and Boxer is just absolutely amazing to me. But we can hold each other accountable in small groups. And the family unit really is the best place to start with this, is that, you know, family members need to educate each other and get on the same page.
Sure. And that's the best reason for the Common Core education, where ultimately the student will be influenced by a computer screen and not their parents who are doing their homework with them around the kitchen table using books that the school board has approved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's true. And
strip
speaking
all
of
that
escaping
out.
Common Core, or what I like to call the Communist Core, which is rotten to the core, did you see where South Carolina has introduced legislation to basically make it impossible to homeschool your child?
Oh, boy.
Oh, lovely.
This is, I predicted
this. Well, we knew that was coming. We knew that was coming.
I said this last week on your show, and Brandon Turbeville, who writes for Activist Post, sent me an article on that this morning.
Holy cow. And, of course, we just get to every time we talk about Common Core, the show's over.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot.
Okay, my pleasure.
Dave Hodges' show tonight. What are the call letters?
It's the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay. We're on over 50 stations.
Great.
Right on.
7 o'clock Pacific time.
Folks, pop on to WeThePeopleRadio.us. We could use your sponsorship, too. Make a plea for that. We can always use sponsorship. We will be back with you next week. We'll be talking about communitarianism. Tune in. Hit it, Bob.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks, Aaron. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Johnson. No confirmation without information. That's the promise from a top senator regarding two of President Obama's cabinet nominees. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato, live here in Washington with more.
Unless he gets more answers on the attack in Benghazi, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is threatening to stall the nomination of Chuck Hagel as defense secretary and John Brennan as head of the CIA.
This is complete system failure, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Graham on CBS's Face the Nation. The White House has said it's cooperating as much as possible with the investigation. Four Americans were killed at the U.S. diplomatic facility in Benghazi in September of last year. Rich?
Connecticut's Governor Dan Malloy says there are several reasons to stay off the state's snow-packed roads.
They're not as safe as we would like them to be. Secondly, there's a lot of blowing snow. Thirdly, there are entrances and exits that are still not open.
The ban on driving in Connecticut is over, but many miles of the